Well, hi, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com, and today, time's up. Today, Tax Mama wants to give you some tax updates and tips now that the long-delayed first filing deadline for 2020 has arrived. Well, my friends, today may be a bit of a frantic day for those of us working through the last-minute filing requirements for July 15th. We were given a gift of 3 extra months to get our files in order. Hopefully, people who are not working or who are working fewer hours, you took advantage of that time to get your financial and tax lives in order. Either you have already filed or today's the day. Remember, if you are still not ready, you do have options. They're called extensions. Here's a link to our last tax quip with all the links and information about how to get those extensions. If you owe money and cannot pay, consider putting your tax return on extension for 3 reasons. 1, you delay the IRS collections actions for at least 3 months. 2, you avoid the 5% non-filing penalty by getting an extension instead of just avoiding filing because you owe the money. 3, you get 3 extra months to try to find a way to either raise the money or reduce your taxes legally. Speaking of which, I just finished the materials for a class on estimated tax payments and paying payroll taxes for CCH CPE Link that will be live on July 28th, and another one for ways for business owners to still reduce their 2019 taxes legally in the July 21st class on owners' fringe benefits, in case either of these will help you after you file the extensions. Then I have a couple of alerts for you from the IRS. So this is from the IRS, and they said, due to COVID-19, it's a reminder the IRS had put all their collection actions on hold until July 15th, but tomorrow all the collection activities restart. So if you have a direct pay installment agreement, it will automatically start making payments that are due after July 15th. Otherwise, if you're not on a direct pay installment agreement, send in your payment. If you still cannot afford to pay because you're unemployed or face other hardships, you can revise the agreement online or call the phone number on your notice. If you have an offer in compromise that is pending, you didn't have to make payments during this COVID-19 period until July 15th, but you have to start making those periodic payments again starting July 16th. So whatever the monthly due date was, start making those payments again while the IRS is considering your offer application. But if you had an accepted offer in compromise and you didn't have to make payments until July 15th, do catch up on all of those payments. You have to catch up on all of those payments by today, or call the number on your notice if you're unable to pay because you have no stream of income because of COVID-19. The IRS has been using private debt collection services, but they haven't given them any new cases until now. They will start again tomorrow. And taxpayers who owe but cannot pay, the IRS says you can set up an installment agreement or call the IRS to put yourself into currently non-collectible status. Actually, they don't tell you that. I tell you that. Better yet, get that extension so you have more time to sort this out. Then I have some advice from you from the taxpayer advocate, Erin Collins, and she has 2 bits of information. One is about the value of superseding a tax return, which is something that you would have to do by July 15th. If you want to use that, you supersede a tax return by filing again as a brand new tax return, and it completely replaces your original return. Unfortunately, it has to be filed on paper and it has to be postmarked today, and you need to follow the instructions that she outlines on her website. You only need to supersede if there were critical things missing from your tax return, from the original tax return, including information about elections, choices that had to be made by the time you filed. Then she has a warning about relying on IRS information. A lot of the information on the IRS website is not legal information. It's just things the IRS posts, which may or may not be correct. And if you're relying on the frequently asked questions that the IRS posts, they change along the way, especially this year. A lot of that information is changing. So anytime you rely on something, print it out and put it in your tax file, but read her blog post about how to protect your rights when you're relying on information the IRS publishes, which is not tax law. It's just their guidance, and they don't stand behind it. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about taxes and business issues and enrolled agent tax education for free. Where else? At taxmama.com.